Welcome to Sigonella, Captain Martins and Command Master Chief Lundy. We're very excited to have you both in the studio today for the first time since you've arrived. If it's okay, I'd like to kick off today's show by getting to know you both a bit better before we talk about the important topic of mental health.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me in the studio today. I'm Captain Dan Martins. It's a pleasure to be here. First off, I'd just like to say thank you to the audience out there listening and allowing me to introduce myself and talk about the importance of mental health this month. I grew up in Roselle, New Jersey. Love baseball. I'm a New York Yankee fan. Actually got to go see the 1996 World Series. That just tells you how long I've been around, that I was at the 1996 World Series. I came into the Navy through Boston University and was commissioned and then went to flight school in Pensacola. I became a helicopter pilot and have been serving in the Navy for 24 years. And I'm really excited to be here in Sigonella with you all. I'm married. I have two daughters. My oldest daughter, Malia, is studying at Montana State University, and our youngest daughter is graduating high school and looking forward to going to UC Irvine next year. And the last thing I'd like to add before I turn over the mic to CMC Lundy is keep an eye out for all the important things that we're going to be celebrating to mark Navy's 250th anniversary. We're going to kick it off with a fantastic red, white, and boom. I'm looking forward to seeing you all at the Navy Ball this October. So keep your radio tuned and on the lookout for all the great things we're going to do to celebrate Navy's 250th.
CMC Lundy, it's your turn. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from? Military experience, last duty station, family, and anything else you would like to share?
Certainly. I'd like to thank you for the invitation to join Skipper Martins in the studio today to say hi to the community and introduce ourselves. I'm looking forward to our discussion about mental health as well. I'm originally from Bogalusa, Louisiana. I've been in the Navy for 24 years. By trade, I'm a submariner, 20 years on submarines before going the command route, 15 years on the West Coast and 5 on the East Coast. Most recently, I served as Command Master Chief at Unmanned Undersea Vehicle Group 1 at Naval Base Kitsap Keyport in Washington. I'm married to my amazing wife, Robin, and have 5 children, 3 boys and 2 girls. I have 2 sons in the Navy. One is deployed right now on the aircraft carrier Nimitz, and my other son is on a submarine in Hawaii and enjoying it out there. My youngest son, Mason, he's 13, and he is the one that's here with us being able to enjoy Sigonella. And we're really looking forward to being able to travel, something we haven't been able to do as a family. Throughout my naval career, I got to go to many places, but now being able to travel as a family is something we really look forward to while being stationed in Sicily. I'm a huge proponent of quality of service, which is quality of life, your outside experiences, both family and service members, and quality of work, which is inside the workplace. When problems arise in these areas, I just need service members and their families to speak up. Don't just live with problems, elevate them to us and let us focus our effort on solving them. We can't fix what we don't know is broken, so we need your help.
Since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, I understand you both wanted to take this interview opportunity to also talk a little about the importance of protecting and nurturing one's mental health. Is that correct?
That is correct. May is Mental Health Month, and just like physical health, mind, body, and spirit, we have to be in tune with how we are doing on a day-to-day basis. So it's absolutely critical for all our sailors, civilians, and families to understand that mental health is an important aspect of our daily life. Check in with yourself, check in with each other. And if you need help, just reach out. Start with your friends, but if you aren't confident in talking to a friend about an issue, go see a professional. We don't want to wait until we're in crisis till we reach out for help.
Sir, I also think it's important to consider our conversation within the scope of military service members and civilians specifically, as well as their families. In general, service members are subject to frequent relocations, deployments, time away with their families, and stressful experiences or traumatic events due to combat, assault, or disasters, which can have long-lasting negative effects, including trouble sleeping, increased anger, nightmares, anxiety, and alcohol and drug abuse. You know, military families also cope with additional stressors. For family members living here in Sigonella, they may struggle in ways our families back home in the States don't. They may struggle with loneliness more or find it harder to connect with people because of the language barriers. This is my shout out for our MWR. Families should absolutely use our amazing MWR team to find local adventures to go on as a family or for our single service members.
Yes, CMC. And I'd like to just add, reach out if you're having a problem. If you need to check in with yourself, check in with our Fleet and Family Support Center, check in with our MFLACs, check in with our military healthcare providers, because the DoD is committed to providing you the resources you need to be ready to come to work every day and to live a fruitful life and serve well. Be committed to yourself because the Navy's committed to you.
What might be some good ways to dispel the myth that seeking help for a mental health issue means a person is weak or that they may be stigmatized for seeking help?
Great question. Mental health is essential to force readiness. Therefore, seeking help is a sign of strength and a critical element of individual performance and overall readiness. We have to champion this across the Navy. I think sometimes people may forget that none of us are immune from stress. It is something we all experience. In and of itself, it's also good to remember that stress is not the enemy. It can even make individuals and teams stronger and better. Learning to manage and overcome stress is a lifelong challenge, and we need to work to develop the self-awareness to know when we are stressed, as well as recognize when the people we know or the sailors we lead are also stressed or nearing their breaking point beyond their level of personal resilience. Stressful situations provide an opportunity for us to focus on our mental health or step in and offer help or support to someone else and remind them it's okay to ask for help. Ultimately, asking for help reduces the adverse effects of stress and other mental challenges.
You know, CMC, if a sailor rolls their ankle at the gym playing basketball or pulls a hammy on the softball field, we expect them to go to the clinic or go check in with the doc. It's absolutely expected that they're going to go take care of their body and do what they need to do to get back to work and heal. It's no different. A sailor going through a stressful situation is going to check in with a mental health professional because we want to absolutely make sure that they have the ability to talk something out, get some advice, and get through that stressful situation. So physical injury is no different than mental health injury. We all need time to heal, and we all need professionals to get us back into the fight.
What about mental health resources? Where can people find all the Sigonella mental health related resources?
If you visit the official NAS Sigonella Facebook page, the featured section at the top of the page highlights our local mental health roadmap, which has a full list of Sigonella resources that lays out eligibility for each resource. If it is eligible to active duty service members only, family members, or reservists.
Also, CMC, don't forget the My Navy HR also has the mental health playbook posted to their website. So that's an incredible resource that I encourage our leaders, but also all our sailors to take a look at. You might hear me say it often that the safety and the health of our personnel and their families are my top priority. The mental health playbook gives us the tools to make sure that we're equipping sailors to take care of that priority and stay fit in mind, body, and spirit.
That's a great resource, sir. I'd also like to mention the most updated phone numbers to reach Veterans Military Crisis Line from here in Sigonella. The number is +1-844-702-5495. Very soon, our DSN phone lines from base will no longer be in service. But until that happens, personnel can also dial 988 and press 1 from any DSN phone on base. Or service members, veterans, and their families can also text with a crisis line responder by sending a text to +1-838-255 or through veteranscrisisline.net/chat.
Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up our conversation about mental health?
Absolutely. No matter what you're facing, you do not have to go it alone. It is okay to ask for help and look for signs from others that may need your help.
If there's one thing I want to part on is take care of yourself, take care of each other, and look out for each other, and don't hesitate to ever ask for help.